when we first reinserted myself into the American scene, which was 2 years ago, the pieces that we played were Die Donnergötter and a short version of Guitar Trio. The problem with Die Donnergötter is even for very, very expert musicians, it takes a minimum of 3 days of intense rehearsals to learn because all the music is notated. And by the way, it's better to have 5 days of rehearsal. Then, just by chance, the head of my record company said, well, why don't you revive the original version of Guitar Trio and do a concert of it? Could be nice. And so we tried it in Atlanta, Georgia, and it was a big, big success. And we decided to do a tour of it in America, and we did a 15-city tour. When we played in Brooklyn, we had Sonic Youth playing with us in Chicago. Was Tortoise and U.S. Maple. Every city we played in was an all-star performance. And when we do it at the Soy Festival in Nantes, it will also be with absolutely excellent and superb musicians. And I'm really looking forward to the performance tonight because the rehearsal went very well. Every musician, and especially every composer, every trumpet player, every jazz composer, I don't care what kind of composer it is, has to find their voice. To find your voice, it means to break past your teachers and do something that is uniquely you. And I was no exception in this. When I was looking for my compositional voice, I was studying with Lamont Young at the period, and trying to break away from my teachers, as it were. And I noticed that people that I respected very much, such as Philip Glass and Steve Reich, were mixing other genres of music into the classical music backgrounds that they had. In Philip's case, it was jazz and Indian music. In Steve's case, it was African music of various kinds. And then I was composing minimalist music in the vein of Lamont Young at that time. I went to a concert at CBGB's of the Ramones, and it changed my life. They were playing three chords. I might have only been playing one, but I felt a link with the music. And so it was that precise moment where I borrowed a friend's Fender electric guitar, and this was how I got into rock. So essentially, I thought that if Steve could work with African music and Philip could work with jazz, I could work with rock. Why not? When I composed Guitar Trio, it was very, very important to me that I not be an infiltrator on the rock scene. It's very, very easy for a classical composer like Todd Machover, for example, to write a piece for quote-unquote rock and play it in a classical context, because an audience who likes the avant-garde will entertain or listen to anything. And give it consideration. So it was very, very important for me that I play this music that I had made, that I gave everything to, my background as a classical composer as well as my background as a rock musician, that I play it for a rock audience in a rock context with rock musicians. So people who came out of the classical scene listened to it in one way. They listened to it as an extreme, pristine form of minimalism, whereas a rock audience heard it as a pure wall of noise. Was one right and the other one wrong? No, there were two different ways of listening to the same thing, both of which I appreciated very much.